Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I don't understand. People are calling me saying mean things. I just said I think the entire population should die, that humans are bad. And I work in the biology department. I mean, that's the kind of emails that I'm getting from people who've got blogs or shot their mouths off or sent us emails and then saying, post it, and we post it, and then they get all this. Folks, do not threaten these people. Okay, that just feeds into their pathology. Oh, yes, Dr. Bianca says he knows he needs to go first with his family. What's wrong with you? That's completely normal. You people are crazy. You don't want everyone to die. And then they're shocked. People are threatening me. Dr. Bianca, I'm getting threats. I can't believe it. I'm saying I can't wait for everyone to die, but they're upset about it. But these people are nuts. Just warn others, okay? I think we can convert back to reality a lot of these youngins, these graduate students and newly christened professors. They just see these big professors that are worshipped and make all this money, and they just glom on and think, well, that's success because they've got all these laurels heaped on them. They don't understand the paradigm of how the government pays off through the foundations people that put out their trash. That's why almost all the top professors say we all need to be killed. It's not just Bianca. Now, I got a bunch of other news we'll cover today, but I mentioned that in the Terry Gilliam film, 12 Monkeys, where this nutty professor releases a bioweapon, the psycho professor, and kills 98% of the public. And then the whole film, he's trying to figure out why this is happening, and then there's these little clues. So we're not going to play much of it, about a minute and a half or so. And I'm listening to the commentaries by Terry Gilliam on the film. I'm reading some of their production notes they have on the DVD, and they talk about dealing with nutty professors and, you know, the madness, past and present. So it just shows how in the culture this is. There's films about this. This is not new. When someone advocating the annihilation of 90% of the population is good, it says he can't wait for it to start. And that AIDS isn't killing Africans quick enough, and that China's one-child policy and, quote, police state is good, and 95% give it a standing ovation, and that's the academia that's going to run the operations, taking your farm, your ranch, CPS and your kids, putting you on Ritalin and Prozac. All the horrible things they're doing, they're told this helps the disease culture, when they are the disease. And then these phony environmentalists and ecologists could care less about all the real crises. We'll have open phones in the next 2 hours. We're going to take a lot of your calls today. I'm proud of the fact that I took about 25 calls yesterday. Actually, getting to your calls, and I took about 35 or so the day before that. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. And I want to encourage all of you to not procrastinate. Only a few more days. I extended a few days because of request. People requested us to extend a few days. To get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book. You can download copies of my films. It's a great activist tool. Dozens and dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, like Loose Change 2 or Pastor Ted Pike's materials or Robert Galen Ross videos, The American Union, all that. It's just so good. All my best audio interviews, my local TV show, weekly in-studio interviews are up there. Got two more of those going up this week. It's supposed to be up today. It's all up on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's all there for you. 15 cents a day. Get a monthly subscription. $5.95. Or get a year and get 5 months free. Now, this is going to end in 4 days. It's going to end. I extended it a few days. It's going to end in 4 days. PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, we're carrying, in hard copy, the new film that just came out, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, The New Atlantis, and it's not about the fabled Atlantis, it's how they believed America would be the new Atlantis for the New World Order, and Sir Francis Bacon, Benjamin Franklin, Queen Elizabeth, how they all set it up. You need to get it available at Infowars.com. We have a safe, secure online video and book store. We have it only in DVD, and then all my other films are there too, so go online and order a hard copy right now or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Terry Gilliam, who is aware of the New World Order, in 1995 produced 12 Monkeys, where a psychopathic biology professor at a major university in New York releases a bioweapon killing 98% of the public, the elite going to underground bases. And Bruce Willis has been sent back in the future to try to stop it. Of course, it will be the elite that launches this attack. That's I'd say an 80% chance. And there'll probably be nutty scientists that release stuff that doesn't kill everybody but kills tens of thousands and then helps them bring in martial law before that even happens. And I'm not saying Pianca's going to do that, but one of his thousands of followers may. Let's go ahead and play the 12 Monkeys clip.
I think, Dr. Raley, you've given the alarmists a bad name.
I have.
Mm-hmm. Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
This is true.
Proliferation of atomic devices, uncontrolled breeding habits, pollution of land, sea, and air, the rape of the environment. In this context, isn't it obvious that Chicken Little represents the same vision? And that Homo sapiens' motto, let's go shopping, is the cry of the true lunatic?
Let's consider again our current information. If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that...
It was released in Philadelphia probably on December 13,
1996. And was seen sequentially after that in...
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
And again, it's all clues in the film. And I said New York. It's Philadelphia. It'll look like New York. So, you know, this is what's going on. And that's exactly what Pianca and sickos like him are saying. And the FBI did go question him. I'll get into that later. We're going to take more of your calls. I'm spending a lot of time on this week. And we also spent time on Monday and Tuesday on 9/11 with former head of Star Wars saying 9/11 is an inside job, Dr. Bob Bowman. And, of course, we had Edward Griffin. I will be doing more on 9/11 tomorrow and into next week. But this is important because 9/11 is a foundational event to get the police state in place globally to dominate foreign countries first, to get control for global government so they can then kill us. That's the final object so the elite can have the life extension technologies, so that they're so greedy they want to control and be the progenitors of our entire future. And they say that, again, we can't have 6.5 billion people that have access to all this. This is what they say. And I always talk about this, and people don't believe me. And then you're shocked when you read Wired magazine and top scientists are giving huge symposiums in L.A. saying the elite plans to kill us. I remember 4 years ago, 5 years ago, right before 9/11. It was an April issue of Wired Magazine 2000. So I guess it's 6 years ago. See, I give out a wrong number, then I scan my memory. It was April issue 2000, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. And Bill Joy, who's worth, what, $4 billion, and the head of Sun Microsystems, co-chairman, he said, yeah, I went to this big global summit, and he said there were all these top scientists saying the elite plans to kill us, plans to kill 80% of us, and they're going to use a technological grid to do it. I mean, that's a billionaire at the elite meetings coming out, freaking out, warning you. You see, I just keep remembering all these. What, I've listed about 20 elite documents last hour. Now I'm giving you another one. I don't want to hear, where are they? People kept saying, Alex, it's ridiculous. You say the elite want to exterminate us so they can have the life extension technologies. And then it was in the Washington Post 2 months ago. And I'm so used to covering this and just kind of disregarding it because, you know, it's so old hat here that I've sent emails of the Washington Post article and a bunch of other publications I've been getting where they're now saying it, see? They're now going, well, I was in an elite meeting where these professors are saying that the elite's going to kill most of us and then the rest of us that go along with it will be given life extension. I mean, imagine dangling that. That's worth more than all the mistresses and all the bank vaults of gold and all the, what would you do for the fountain of youth? These people don't believe in life after death, most of them. They only believe in themselves. They're very nihilistic, and they're a bunch of greedy bastards at their core. Excuse my mild French, but no, I mean, they really are. I guess they don't have a father. You know, God is in their life, so in a way, they are spiritual bastards, but I guess they do have a father, the devil. So there's so much of this. There's so much going on. There's so many facets. Play that 12 Monkeys clip one more time.
I think, Dr. Raley, you've given your virus a bad name.
I have.
Mm-hmm. Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
This is true.
Proliferation of atomic devices, uncontrolled breeding habits, pollution of land, sea, and air, the rape of the environment. In this context, isn't it obvious that Chicken Little represents the same vision? And that Homo sapiens' motto, let's go shopping, is to cry the true lunatic?
Let's consider again our current information. If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that...
Who was released in Philadelphia probably on December 13, 1996.
And was seen sequentially after that in...
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
Again, and there's just lots of clues throughout the film, and then you see him release the bioweapon, everybody gets killed. And so that's basically what happens. I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to move quickly through you, because I want to get to everybody. It's not fair to the others that always are having to hold. Patrick in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Have you had your aspartame today, Alex?
Yeah, big government report saying it's nutritious. How dare I say it's bad when all the human studies say it's deadly?
Two things I wanted you to touch deep into was Wesley Clark going around the country endorsing these candidates for Congress and the differentiation between what he is as a mole and what Jim Guy Tucker is as a mole. And also about last night I saw a local ABC affiliate talking about here in Newburgh, Indiana, a nerve gas drill going on if you know anything about that.
Okay, let me answer the last question first. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
They have had thousands and thousands and thousands. No one knows how many, but they have thousands every year of drills. And these are re-education camp drills. Again, America itself is going to be a giant camp with transponders, tracking control systems, you name it. And a re-education is meant to shock you, and then to destroy your original core values and then replace it with new values. And the old classic re-education camp is big movie screens and lights 24 hours a day and beating people up and torturing your family in front of you and freaking everyone out and getting people to turn against you and getting everyone to fight with each other and then being nice to you at the end when you really do accept the new view that now that you've been brainwashed. And if you won't be broken and be brainwashed, you're taken out to a landfill a mile away and shot in the back of the head and thrown in a pit. And a bulldozer covers you and the other 20 people they killed that day up. Now, the slick re-education camps of today are in our living rooms watching television, being brainwashed, being put into fear, and the government's always the savior. Oh, it's very scary, but if you just give up your rights, we'll save you. Or it's drills all over the country where they have elementary students come and sit out in the parking lot as cops aim machine guns at them, screaming at them, simulating terrorist attacks, so they put fake blood on them and then tell them the homeschoolers are going to kill them. That's mainstream news. Re-education is giving handbooks and sending every state worker in Virginia. And this is mainstream news, where they're given handbooks and are told that the founding fathers are terrorists, guns are evil, anyone protesting for land rights, well, the exact words are land rights activist, property rights activist, excuse me, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, that's nationwide, that's re-education. They send you in a big classroom where most of the people are there for their fourth or fifth time. Most people agree. About 15% are new, and you see everyone agreeing, nodding their heads. We're social creatures. We're social mammals. And so most people just go, well, if everybody else thinks it's normal, then it must be. Just like with the Aztecs. It was normal to sacrifice your children. So if we went back in time, we would be the abnormal ones, see? They would see us as crazy. At the University of Texas and Yale and Harvard and Princeton and Berkeley, Pianca is normal. His biology students are normal. That's why they send us crazy emails and letters to the editor going, "It's of course it's normal. It's loving to kill everyone. What's wrong with you? You people are nuts. How could you not think we should all be eliminated?" See, to them it's like, wow. It's like somebody from, you know, a Jim Jones cult or somebody from Hell Bop cult. It's like, of course we're going to drink the poison and lay down in our beds and then our spirits will be picked up by the spaceship. What's wrong with you? You're not going to kill yourself? Of course. We're not. Because in the Hell Bop cult, they're all normal. It's cult psychology. In the mafia, they live together, they go on vacation together, they go to the mafia church. To them, it's normal to kill people and steal and shake down shop owners. Because in their little culture, it is normal. For the Nazis, it was normal to stomp babies' brains out and shoot people in the back of the head and work them to death in work camps. In the Soviet Union, it was normal. You see, they're normalizing. That's why the dramas on TV universally tell you torture's good, even of children. They're changing us. We're being re-educated, reformed. And so your question about a drill, yeah, I saw that. They're having drills everywhere. Nerve gas attack drills, nuke attack drills, mainly militia attack drills and homeschooler attack drills. And they're just teaching everyone with drills, which are no basis in reality, screaming at eight-year-olds, pointing machine guns at them. We got video of it crying, saying, "I'm the homeschoolers against public education. You die, die." And the kids, they'll traumatize for life. Can you imagine? That's like a kidnapper grabbing the kid and doing that. We got video of it. It's in Road to Tyranny. Little kids crying. Elementary. Little kids crying. Man, right out in the open. And the cops, they're told, well, we're doing this to drill federal funding. And the cop in the back of their head goes, "This is really bad what I'm doing." But the sergeant, the captain says, "Do it. I guess Columbine was bad. We got to do this to keep people safe." All right. And then cop of the year gets shot in the head in Fort Worth. They shoot a 11-year-old girl in the face in Detroit during a drill because the cop hadn't unloaded his MP5. Mainstream news. There's a bunch of other examples. I mean, it's normal. Oh, God, help me. I mean, I'm living in a giant re-education camp. So are you, see? And so they email us thinking killing everyone's normal.
What's wrong with you? Of course we've all got to die. What's wrong with you?
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When they email us, when they call us, when they write papers, they're like, I can't believe everyone doesn't want to die. You people are nuts. See, to them, because everybody around them agrees, really, 95%, that's mainstream news now, in these cloistered areas, we're the kooks. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul. Paul, where are you calling us from?
I'm in Canada. I called yesterday about the people.
I'm having trouble understanding you, sir.
Hello? Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I called yesterday about the port in Freeport.
Yes, sir, and I told you to call back.
Yeah, but firstly, though, I just wanted to, on the topic of today, that Ingrid Newkirk lady from PETA, she also thinks like that, and she said that the world would be an infinitely better place without humans at all, and that having purebred human kids is like having a purebred dog, and that we shouldn't do it. But
sir, did you know that I can assure you that what you're saying is absolutely true? Because she's on record, published, saying that, and they're adherents of Dr. Peter Singer, who says that we should be able to kill our own children until age two.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Now, I'm willing to have you on air, sir, but there's some kind of echo back over your phone. Maybe listeners aren't hearing it, but I'm hearing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a voice over IP phone. But I'll be quick, really. It's just that the AP also reported on March 28th that the U.S. will be putting custom inspectors at the port in Freeport by the end of the year, and that they're working the deals with the government.
Let me ask you a question. Are you saying the original AP article didn't say that it was a no-bid contract, that there would be no security guards, no customs there, and that Hutchison Whampoa, the Chinese company, would run it?
No, that's the case. That's the case. It was a no-bid contract, but it's that, like you were saying, that like the Chinese military and stuff will be running the port. Like there are only 500 Hutchison employees in Freeport, and 99% of them are Bahamian, and like the other 1% are British foreign nationals.
Sir, are you denying the congressional report admitting that Hutchison Whampoa has a large portion is owned by the Chinese government, and that their ships are captained by members of the Chinese Navy?
No, I'm not. I'm not denying that the Hutchison is partially owned by the Chinese military, especially in Panama. But in Freeport, that is not the case. It's co-owned by the Grand Bahama Port Authority. But secondly, Hutchison Whampoa does not actually have ships. It's Costco that is captained by Chinese Navy. Hutchison Whampoa is strictly a port operator. They only have cranes. They're not a shipping company.
Well, that's funny. I've read they have a lot of ships, but of course you're right about Costco as well, and that's Chinese control. Listen, I appreciate your call. I think we're arguing about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin here, my friend. Let's talk to Dino in Oregon. Dino, thanks for holding. Go ahead. He needs to turn his radio off. Put him back on hold. We'll go back to him later. Oh, boy. Michael in New York, you're on the air. Welcome. Another one. Put him on hold again. I tell you, folks, there's 101 in talk radio. Turn your radios off and listen. I'm not trying to be mean, but, I mean, this is unheard of to have caller after caller doing this. Steve in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
You got me.
Yes,
sir. I just want to thank you so much for your program and your show. Well, there's a lot of listeners up in this area. And personally, I want to thank you. You've been a godsend to me, my family, and a lot of friends in this area. And, hey, Alex, I just want to put it all on the table for you. I look at these elitists, these globalists, like a tree. You know, there's all these branches. You got the CFR, you got the Club of Rome, and everybody's picking a branch, and we're trying to knock it down from the branches down to the trunk of the tree. And I find out, as I study this New World Order, I'm finding a big connection that all these people, these globalists and elitists are all interconnected into one type of cultish. I'm looking at it from the outside, maybe. You might want to correct me on it, but they're all tied into this, like, craft. And I come right down to it. Let me put it right down to it. They're all involved with this Masonic order, this Masonic lodge. And we're sitting there knocking down branches, and I think if we get to the point of it and we start chopping at these Masonic lodges, every town's got one, every city has one, every state has these lodges, and we start exposing these people and letting the public know, hey, there's something going on in these things, and we need to expose these people, and, you know, and maybe the media might pick up on it. I doubt it, because they're all involved with it, but we got to start someplace to start chopping the tree down at the trunk instead of knocking these branches down. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, sir, and I'll comment on what you've said when we get back. I appreciate the call. And then we'll go back and try to talk to Dino and Michael and others that have got their radios off. And then we'll talk to Patrick and many, many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. A lot of other news coming up. More of your calls. And I'm going to play a clip from JFK with Jim Garrison's summations. Classic. We'll be playing that coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Moment. I want to answer that caller's question, though, about the Masons. People look at the New World Order, and then they will seize on one group. They'll say it's the Catholics, it's the Protestants, it's the Jews, it's the Masons, it's the Rosicrucians, it's the CFR, it's the Trilateral Commission. If you look at the membership of the Bilderberg Group, with only around 120 members, and then about 20 guests on top of that, each year, almost every one of them is the chairman of sometimes 100 corporations, or they're on the board of 100 corporations. And then the other people will be on the same boards. And if they're not on those boards, they're on the other boards. And then they'll be a grand 33rd degree Mason at the Washington, D.C. National Lodge, or they'll be a Rosicrucian, or they'll be a member of the P2 Masonic Lodge in Rome. And they'll be members of the CFR. In fact, the chairman of the Bilderberg Group, his brother will be the chairman of the CFR, or the president, the former president will. I mean, it's just they're all, it's the same crew. The people running the Trilateral Commission are on all the other groups. That's all they do. And they vacation about 2 or 3 months out of the year, and the rest of the time they just fly around managing everything. They work pretty hard. They also take a lot of vacations. But when they are working, they're working. You can't say they're lazy. Controlling us, dominating us, they're really into it. And you have to know the history of the Masons. He goes back to the secrets of mathematics and construction, because if you knew how to build cathedrals, you knew how to build temples, you knew how to build pyramids going back, you knew how to build ziggurats, you were going to become very wealthy and powerful. So these secret universities or mystery schools guarded that, and they were the first intelligence agencies. They had assassins that worked for them. They had temple prostitutes that served them. They were well taken care of. And so that just kind of grew, and power always stayed in those hands. It's like a university in Europe might be 800 years old. And people go, well, how does it keep passing on its ideas? Well, it's just people sit in the positions of power and they hand it off as they die or retire to their servants and their minions. And it just has a life of its own, and it grows like an organism or like a person. Corporations, you know, they say are, quote, people. You know, they have their own identities. And so most Masons are what you call porch Masons. Even 32nd degree Masons don't know 1/100th of the secrets. And they get very angry if you do talk about them. And so a lot of the Founding Fathers were Masons, a lot of the Founders of Texas were Masons, but they were not evil Masons. And later they wrote about, quote, this dark Masonry, this Illuminati trying to take it over. Anything secret with a lot of power is going to be a prime plum for organized crime to infiltrate and use. And, you know, I mean, the Masons have always been corrupt. They've always scratched each other's backs. They've always let each other off for murder. Most judges are high-level Masons. They're big judges. And that's all been documented historically. So, yes, it's very dangerous. It's very serious. But you've got to have the caveat that they're not all evil, because the average Mason listening right now is like, what are you talking about? All I do is volunteer and give money for multiple sclerosis or cirrhosis, or all I do is give money for burn victims, or all I do is get out there and, you know, take care of people. And because they are good people, and they've been co-opted, and their money and their energy is used as part of this front. But to say Masons run everything, I think the Masons are just one more branch of this mystery religion, ancient crime syndicate. And so I expose all these groups. You got evil people in control of every major denomination, every major group. That's why they're in power. And then there's other people who are in this for egomania, who will demand that, no, Alex, you must say it's the Jews and only the Jews. Or, no, Alex, you must say it's the whites and only the whites. You know, if you're somebody like a UT professor at Arlington who says all the whites need to be killed. Or, no, Alex, it's all the Catholics. No, it's every major group being infiltrated. Governments are evil. Governments are corrupt. You've got to control them and watch them and keep them small, as the Founding Fathers said. So watch out. And I think the caller brought up a good point. I'm not knocking him. But watch out. Anybody that says, you know, I've got all the answers and it's just this one group and everybody else is bad, they're not giving you the answers. So, because there's a lot of it out there. And it's really just sectarianism. It's infighting. It's pole position behavior. And it's very destructive. And then these poor people out there that want power in the truth movement, they don't understand that they would gain it if they were in it for the right reasons. And with great power comes great responsibilities, as they say. And they were reaching out to everyone. So they destroy themselves in the end. Let's go to Dino in Oregon. Dino, are you there this time?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. I'm going to have to let you go, though. You've got your radio on, don't you?
No, this is my television's on downstairs. I'm away from it now.
Okay, fine. It's hard to talk to you when there's background. Go ahead.
No, we've been listening to you for a while, and we're from Eugene. You know, this is a place where self-sustainability is the key, and we see the end coming. One of the big suggestions we have is to start telling people to quit buying corporate food, corporate clothes, start making your own stuff, start growing your own stuff.
Well, they've even tried to pass laws in Portland restricting your own personal gardens.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. Alex, David Rovics has a song about gardens that were destroyed by the officials in Brooklyn.
Now, where you live in Eugene, Oregon, I know Portland's a center of evil, but where you're living there, I mean, do you run into the people that say we've all got to die?
No, I mean, I can understand those people. You know, they're not looking at reality. Whatever we can do now. We don't have to fantasize about people dying and things dying. We are on a planet that's dying, and if we don't do something about it now, we need the answers, like you said.
Well, that's the point I make, is the very crowd that's saying, the earth is dying, it's our fault, we've all got to die. They're the very ones, the very elites that are pushing their view are the ones that are dumping nerve gas in the ocean, and they're dumping it in the Delaware River. They're the ones releasing uranium all over the planet.
Why don't we all stop paying taxes? Why do we continue to participate with these people who want to destroy us all? I don't understand why we allow them to have control over our food. I mean, if we all stopped paying taxes today, it would end today.
Well, sir, I'm fighting right now against the premises ID and the Animal ID Act. I mean, we're fighting on every front we can, sir.
Well, I just think we need to grow our own, and we need to realize there's no ghosts, goblins, gods, or mysterious things. Science proves it all out. If the supernatural were true, the natural world wouldn't exist anymore.
Let me ask you a question. Why the elite are obsessed with the occult. Do you think it's bad that we report on that?
No, I don't think it's bad that we report on that. I think that we need to focus on ignoring them. We know the answer. We know the truth. The answer is we need to turn our backs on groups like that, and we need to become more of a community.
But not communities steered by them. You know, they're at the head.
No.
They're at the head of trying to get little quote communities, but really those are control arms.
The thing about Eugene, Oregon, that's special, and the reason we moved here is because there is a sustainable effort. There are people turning their grasses into gardens. I cut out 8x6 patch of grass and turned it into a food making place. And you know, you got to start somewhere. You got to plant a seed. You got to cut yourself off from their control.
Well, sir, I have eggplants. I have rutabagas. I have radishes.
Yay.
I have onions. I have tomatoes. I have a bunch of other stuff growing in a tiny plot in my backyard.
That's the way to do it, because it starts with just one seed. I don't know if you've seen anything by Rabinowitz, but he talks about safe self-sustainability and living as, brothers and sisters, as opposed to fighting all the time with separation.
But do you realize that Agenda 21 and Goals 2000 is pushing their own, quote, sustainable system, and that means stealing your private property?
They stole our word, because they don't know sustainability. Sustainability means life without organized governments or religions. We don't need them. They need us.
Sir, you say the TV's on in the background. I hear myself in the background. I appreciate your call. Look, guys, I'm not trying to be mean or an old grouch here. You call in any other talk show with the radio in the background, and they're going to shut you off. Okay? And you've got to turn them off. I'm serious. I don't know how you mix no religion into that. You know, there's this line that religion has caused the problems. No, governments have used religion, and they've used new atheistic religions, and you go, well, what is that? Well, that is bioethicist and the eugenics movement and this modern ecology and the rest of it. Dino, it's nice talking to you. You can't call in if you don't turn your radio off. Patrick in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Patrick. All right, Matt, Patrick's not there.
I want to respond to something that gentleman said, and that was about religions and gods, and he can fertile his own land. He has all the right ideas, but I think like many people in the truth movement or any other movement, God created the seed and God waters the grass. And if you start to forget about that and think that you're that self-sufficient, you're going to find yourself in a lot of problems, because our Heavenly Father is the one who started all this, and He's the one who's going to bail us out of it. And this country, Alex, was founded, as you know, by the Heavenly Father, as far as the Founding Fathers, you know, went by the Ten Commandments. And we don't do that anymore in this country.
You know, I would like to hear from the listeners about when they went to school, when they went to college, what they heard their professors saying about all this. And I'd like to ask the callers, you can talk about whatever you want, but I'd specifically like to get your view on what Dr. Eric Pianca and his disciples are out saying.
Well, my view on that is this. This is why I lead into...
They're of their father who loves death.
They're of their father who loves death. And if you read the Old Testament, Alex, which I know you don't comment on this a ton, but I know that you have commented on it some, people who say we need no government, that's not the way our father set it up. There was a government. It was the Levitical priesthood. It was extremely limited. But you can't say you don't need a government, because the Creator set one up. It was limited. And we've abolished that now. We do not... When the Founding Fathers started the country...
Yeah, we're going to have a government. Will it be God's law or man's law?
Exactly. And what I think it was Andrew Jackson who said, that the country should be run according to the Ten Commandments. Well, I mean, it wasn't really a question as it is now. It wasn't a question back then. That's certainly the way that it was. But we're so regulated by everything that we don't really rely on God anymore. And then you have all these other groups who think they're all part of the movement, and yet they say, well, I'm working God's power and all these kind of... And listen, I'm not going to beat around the bush about it. If the Father, the Heavenly Father isn't on your side and the Ten Commandments isn't what you're living by, you're going to be deceived. You're going to have a problem. I'm sorry if that offends people out there, but that's the way that it is. You're wrapped up in some kind of deception because the devil comes and makes people think they have some kind of power. And as far as your voiceovers, Alex, or your imitations, let me just say, one, they're hysterical and they bring some levity to a tense situation. But I think what people need to understand about that also, Alex, is it isn't just, I mean, I know you get this, but it isn't just you doing a little voiceover. It really represents a mindset. It totally does when you do the, you know, the intellectual voice and then the redneck voice. I grew up north in New York, so I can really tune in to what you're saying when you talk about the academia intellect voice. You know, ew, Alex, why don't you just drink your latte and you're so base. Just read your Wall Street Journal and don't worry about it, Alex. I mean, that's the, people think they're really plugged into something. And there's two type of deceptions, and one group thinks, well, I'm not, you know, a Bush supporter, so I'm just so plugged into the stock market, and I'm just so deep, and I wear my moccasins, and it really is a mindset that people need to get over, because you're just as deceived. As a matter of fact, if you're one of those people, the redneck can sustain himself. He can probably hunt and fish, and growing up around all these intellectuals, they think they know everything, and they don't really know anything. You know, they think they're plugged
into deception. Well, they'll use buzzwords. They'll go, you don't have any science, and you're just an idiot. And they're on a power trip. I know that I don't know very much. And then it scares me to see people that know almost nothing who think they know everything.
But that's the key, is when I realize that that is wisdom, like it says in the Word of God. If you act like you know something, you're just, man is nothing on this earth. He doesn't know anything. He knows what he's allowed to know. Now, people take that semi-knowledge that they think they have, and they look down on other people. But meanwhile, they're so brainwashed that they're people cheering for this maniac who says he wants to exterminate 90% of us. It's just such a desire to belong. I guess it's something tribal. Oh, he's so wise. But you're the one he's talking about exterminating. I mean, it's just insane to me that people can be that
well. Then these people get threats, they claim, and they send me emails going, they say they want to get me. My life's in danger. I'm like, well, what do you mean? You're saying our life's in danger. You're saying our life's worth nothing.
Yeah, it's totally, but I think people need to understand that when you do that voice, and then the other voice is my favorite. I'm from New York, so I can't really do that one too well. But
well, I can do the New York voice.
Well, yeah, I mean, you do the New York voice.
Listen, I like George Bush. He's pretty good.
That's a certain New York voice.
But yeah, but the intellectual New York, you know, in New York City is the real, that's the, I mean, it could be New York.
Well,
City,
New England, New England has the Atlantic accent, really the British accent, like Chairman King. I don't think you quite understand that.
But see, Alex, that's such a, these people grow up, they're not from Britain, and yet somehow they develop this tone, and they just act like this, and they talk like, and it's so fake, but of years of listening to this, I think it might be either something spiritual or just develops because they really start believing that they're part of this society, which, you know, I mean, half of them haven't grown up anywhere near Britain, so how they develop this accent is amazing to me. But just wanted to say I appreciate what you're doing. I keep you in my prayers, and if we turn back to God and stop having the government regulate us, but we do need a government.
I hear you. I appreciate,
set it up.
I appreciate the call, Patrick. Mike in Louisiana. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Just called to tell you, I was listening to one of those neocons in my car as I was driving along yesterday, and he was talking about these, I don't know if it was Hannity or one of them, and he was taking the side of this Dubai port things, these good Arabs that are so much of our allies and friends and all such as that. And he says, and oh, but we don't want them to run our ports. He says, they've got so much money. He says, well, his implication was, well, if we're stupid enough not to let them run our ports, well, they'll just take all that money and find another way to take over the world.
Well, do you understand the economics, why they're doing this? The dollar's been devalued by over 40%. They're holding dollars. Mm-hmm. And so they need to be able to spend those dollars to dump those dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's happening. But it's not 6, it's 21, and now it turns out they're still going to give it to them. See, the government just tells us what we want to hear, and they just keep going. No one in Texas, like 97% in polls, in most of the state, it's 93% in Austin because of fruitcakes who love enslavement, are against these new transponder control grids. But they're just announcing they're just going to do it. So how are we a free society when we don't want something, but the government just says we're going to do it anyways? I appreciate your call, Mike. Jeff and others, you're up next. And then I'm going to get into Professor gets a FBI visit, Bianca. The illegal aliens are saying, of course we wave our Mexican flags. But it doesn't mean we want to take over. No, your signs just say that in Spanish. So we'll get into that as well. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be right back after this quick break. PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net. Check them out. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hour, I'm going to play about an 8-minute piece from JFK, Oliver Stone's film, with the summation of Jim Garrison, played by, I think, in his best role, Kevin Costner. I, by the way, like Kevin Costner. I think he's a great actor. A lot of good films like No Way Out and Open Range, but side issue. We're going to play that. I'm going to get more into some of the international and national news. In fact, I'll start the next hour doing that if we take some more calls. At the 8 after, I will. And just briefly, just for a few more days, we're going to run the PrisonPlanet.tv special. PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day. You can get a monthly membership for $5.95, a trial membership. Or get 5 months free. It's really more than 5 months. It's 5.3 months free when you get a yearly membership. We've now had PrisonPlanet.tv up for more than 2 years, continually operating. A lot of great members. You make so much of what we do possible. So I want to thank you, you current members. Thank you for your support. You make it all possible. You know, we don't ask for donations here with this operation now with about 10 employees. It's 9 now. One of them's going to another job. Then we'll have another 10th soon. And we need your support. A great way to do it is to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Plus, it's such a great activist tool to download all my films, give them to people, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show, in-studio video interviews, a bunch of other films like Loose Change 2 and others, The American Union by Robert Galen Ross. We're going to put up the interview he also did with the late mistress of the video interview he did with the late mistress of LBJ. So all this and more is going up and is up on PrisonPlanet.tv. Take advantage, only a few more days to get over 5 months free. Take advantage. PrisonPlanet.tv, or get copies, hard copies of the films and books and videos I carry at InfoWars.com via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and talk to, let's go to England first, and then I'll go to Mike and Jeff and many others. But Paul in England is on his own dime. Paul in the UK, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Good, good. Okay, I'm calling in about something that may annoy the hell out of you, but I'm not planning to do that. It's just that I really do respect you, and I know that I'm just not sure about something. Okay, there's a man in France that you know who says things about you. Now, the thing is, I know that on your PrisonPlanet.tv, I've downloaded lots of programs, one from a prayer network, and it deals with a bit of the Jewish conspiracy, okay? Now, he seems to be going completely wild at you because of what you're not exposing them enough. Now, as far as I know, you've exposed the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and lots of other people like that. And, I mean, of these top 15 families, how many of them are they Jewish?
I appreciate your call. I would have to say that about 6 of the 15 ruling families claim they're Jewish, but they're all intermarried with Saxe Coburg Gothas, Germans, and others. And, sir, it just minimizes our movement. That's why the feds, in fact, I got Zionist documents saying they want people to say it's a Jewish conspiracy. That's all public, by the way. Go look it up. They want us to say that. They want us to attack Jews. And then that neutralizes everybody waking up and getting involved. It's European elite, and obviously one of the dominant groups in the European elite are the Khazarian Jews, who aren't even really Jewish. And I've had Galen Ross in here about it. I've had scholars on. Sir, I could do that 24 hours a day, those people would attack me. And I think you need to look at who the accusers are. They're probably not feds, though. Most of that's done just for attention, sir. I mean, that's what people do. They attack the big boy on the block, and I'm the big boy on the block, so I'm going to get attacked.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.